The Valdai Club Regional Asian Conference, Looking Ahead, Russia and Asia in the Next 20 Years, charted Russia's future in its relations with East Asia and the Asia Pacific. The conference comes as the U.S. plans large-scale Air Force drills and the rotational deployment of nuclear-capable weapons to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear and missile programs. Both Russia and China have called for talks, with Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Igor Mogilev questioning the merits and morality of U.S. policies in the region.
I am absolutely sure that the further buildup of pressure and sanctions against the DPRK can put this country on the brink of a humanitarian crisis, and the first to suffer will not be those against whom it is directed, but for understandable reasons, ordinary North Korean people. I invite the authors of the idea of increasing pressure on the DPRK to think about the responsibility they take when they threaten the lives of ordinary North Koreans.
Conference organizers suggest problematic U.S. relations here open up possibilities for Russia to enhance its political presence and economic ties with countries of the region. Russian experts in South Korea argue that Russia's so-called pivot to Asia represents a deliberate ongoing policy.
After Russia held the APEC conference in 2011, Moscow significantly changed its attitude about economic integration within the Asian region. As a part of this strategy, Russia actively seeks collaboration with Asia-Pacific states. Recently, Russia enhanced cooperation with China, with Prime Minister Abe in Japan, and with the new Moon Jae-in administration here in South Korea.
Deputy Minister Mogilev, also Moscow's North Korean envoy, met with his South Korean counterpart as efforts at rekindling dialogue with Pyongyang continue. Mogilev pointed out that North Korea has not conducted a nuclear missile test since September 15th, in line with a roadmap toward negotiations.
The visit of Russia's deputy foreign minister demonstrates Moscow's commitment to increasing its presence in the region, even as the U.S. deploys more powerful weapons here. But Russia seeks to move beyond being a counterbalance to U.S. militarization of East Asia and deepen economic engagement as well. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.